baby, baby, look, wait, turn around. Actually, close your eyes and turn around. Okay, well, did you know that you were dating someone with a fat ass head? Go ahead, you open up your eyes. Look at this fucking hat. It's just sitting atop my head. It looks like I'm a damn grandpa, because that's how he wears his hat. Yes, I do. I have a big ass head. Okay, look, what happened was, there was a sale going on online, right? These motherfuckers were only $12. And my stupid ass was like, oh, I wonder what size I should get. And there were three sizes. It was one size fits all, medium, or large, right? And then I was like, one size fits all should work. Wouldn't want the hats to be too big. Really? Why? Why did I think that it was going to be, that the hats are going to be too big and not too small? Like, that. Why did I do that? I really gave myself credit for that. And just, oh my god, you know? Okay, you're right, yeah. It's not my head that's big, it's just my hair. But, I'm not gonna return all these. I'm gonna hope that when I get them in a large, they'll fit. But, if they don't fit, then I'm mayor of fat ass Headville and you can't convince me otherwise. This is why I don't do hats. But I just really wanted to try something new, you know, and try out those little, I don't know what they're called. Those are like the wide brim / fedora looking hat things, you know. Because I think I'd be styling out there on them with their little suit vests and my hats and shit. Right. See the vision? Gotta stay with looking fly out here, especially for my baby. Mwah. But the vision will have to wait for now. Even though I really wanted to debut the look for our date. But, oh well. Okay, damn. I'm almost done getting ready. Okay, let's see here. Alright, so. Lotion, macrasia, skin. Check. Lip balm to kiss my baby safely. Check. And hair is... the fuck happened? Let's see here. Let me try fixing it with some of this cream, yeah? Yeah, get in there. Yeah, son, get in there. That's nice. Okay. Wait, is this hair straight attached or... Ow. Shit. So that was a yes. Okay. Let's flip this shit that way. And flip this shit this way. And bitch, what the fuck? Okay. How about, okay. Scrunch that shit in there. Comb it through a bit. Part it like this. And bruh. Why my hair decided to be a head ass at the worst times? You know what? That's as good as it's gonna get. Fuck it. Let's see here. I got the... Yep. And that's good. Okay. I think they're looking good. That's as good as it's gonna get. Hey, sorry for the wait, baby. But, yeah, my hair is... maybe not gonna be looking that great today. But I tried. You like it? Huh? Oh. Well, thank you. I love how you're looking right now, baby. I think your hair is also definitely in a lot better shape than mine. I know you got yours done and I didn't, but still, it just looks so amazing, you know? Like, seriously, I can't take my eyes off you. Come here, baby. Mm. Hey, you know, don't get too excited already. We haven't even started our date yet. You gotta save that for later, baby. I can't help being a tease. You know me. Now, come on. Let's go. Where are we going? Well, it's a surprise. And hopefully it's a good surprise. Yeah, hopefully this place is not trash. But you know, we're trying out some new stuff today and it looked good. We saw the little Yelp reviews and all that. So hopefully it's good. All right, let's go, let's go. Oh, that restaurant was so good, baby. Damn. Also, this boba's really hitting the spot too. Yeah, I'm glad we stopped to get some afterwards. That was a great idea, baby. Did I ever tell you about the first time I had boba? It was back in like 7th or 8th grade. And I went with one of my best friends and his mama because they said I had to try that shit out. So, we got to the place and I ended up ordering, I think it was a honeydew milk tea. And then my friend was like, "That's it?" And I was like, "Yeah." So he told the lady to add in boba to my drink. And at that time, I didn't even know what the hell boba was, never heard of it before. But when our drinks came out, I saw these little rainbow things at the bottom of my drink. And my friend and his mama were looking at me and they told me to try it out. And they kept telling me, and I was like, "Oh, okay." So I stuck that shit. I stuck my straw through the steel shit. And I took a sip. And I immediately almost choked on one of the boba things that came up through my straw. And by the way, it also wasn't just like the regular boba, it was that popping boba. And so my friend and his mom were laughing their asses off, and I'm coughing because I couldn't deal with the like it was the things coming up through the straw, and then they were exploding in my mouth, and it was just like, what is I wasn't expecting it. I was completely taken off guard, you know. But I'm good with the regular boba though, you know. That's pretty damn good. I love that. Oh, what I get this time? I got. What the hell did I get? I just try out different flavors and stuff, so I got something new this time. I think it's called, see on the little tag thing here, it's called a Happy Family. Yes. And it looks like it has three different toppings in it. And it's pretty good. Well, let's see here. It looks like there's boba, there's pudding, and honestly, I don't know what the third thing is. I don't know. It's like these little rectangle things, and I don't know. They taste pretty good. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's like a little lychee something. I don't know, honestly. It's good though. But I don't think I'll be able to finish it all. So I'm still kind of full. What did you get? Ooh, I love that one. Have you had it before? Oh, so we're both trying out new things today, huh? Do you like it? Good. Then our date night is going perfectly so far. I mean, it's just so lucky that we found this little park with this gazebo and there's no one else around, so it's just the two of us. Right? Everything's just so wonderful. Good food. Good drinks, good scenery, and hopefully good sex. What? Okay, I'll rephrase that. We will have good sex. I won't say hopefully. Does that make it better? Can I have a taste of your drink? Yay. Okay, let me see. Mm. Yep, it's just as good as I remember it. Did I catch you off guard? Oh, baby, I wasn't done tasting it yet. Come here, we have another taste. Oh, you're getting into this. Hey, don't be bad. We're in public, you know. I know nobody's around, but. What? What? Wait. Did you hear that? What the? No! No! You gotta be kidding me! I did! I checked! I checked this whole week! It said there was only like a 50% chance of rain. 15%! What kind of shit is this? Oh my god, moody ass weather. My god. Yeah, I guess it is a good thing that you don't trust the weather apps. So where are the umbrellas? Didn't you get them? I was supposed to get them? Since when? Oh, yeah, you're right. I was preoccupied. What are, okay, all right. See. So when we were getting into the car earlier, right, before we left, and I mean, you just look like you looked so good. I'm sorry, you just, I mean, I'm not sorry, but you looked really good, you know? And then the way that the sun was setting and the light was like hitting your skin, I couldn't stop looking at you, honestly. And I just glancing over at you and thinking, oh my God. I'm so in love with her. She's so gorgeous. She's so radiant. And I don't know what to do with myself. And I don't deserve her. Oh my God. Focus. Drive. And yeah, but I was mesmerized. Yep. You know, golden hour. You gotta love it. Also, I was looking at your booty because that outfit really makes it pop. And I just wanted to get my hands on it. And oh, see, look at that. There it is. Blame it on my gay ass brain's attention span. Oh, you remember I accidentally closed the car door on my hair too? Yeah, that was because you being all sexy and shit, and I couldn't get myself together because I'm a hopeless lesbian. Anyways, what are we gonna do here? Let's see. How about here you go. Take my vest to shield your hair. I didn't go out and get mine done. I just washed it in this bucket, so don't worry about me. Here, take it. Okay, good. Mwah. Now that that's settled, I'll hold on to our drinks, and we're gonna make a run for it. Yes, we're gonna make a run for it because it's looking like it's only gonna get worse from here on out, so we can't just wait it out. And the rain and the wind are just gonna get worse, according to my weather app. And then it's gonna get all muddy, and it'll mess up shoes, and we don't need that. Oh, what? Excuse me? My clumsy ass carrying you through the slick ass mud doesn't sound like a good idea. I mean, your whole fit, not just your shoes, and also your hair would get messed the fuck up. Oh yeah, 100% I would scrub, and we'd both be fucked, and not in a good way. There'd probably be no sexy time tonight if that happened. Okay, but seriously, we gotta get up and get to getting, because it's starting to get real bad. All right, are you ready? We're gonna mad dash it back to the car. Okay, here we go. One, two, three. Go, go, go. You wanna know what would've been good for this?
What are my damn hats? Oh shit, it's starting to come down now.
Oh my god, if my socks get wet, everything is ruined. I'm just telling you that right now, my socks are wet. No, it's not happening.
Ah! Okay, be careful. The mud is it's getting kind of slippery. We're almost there. We're almost there. Oh shit, it's so cold. It's so cold. We're gonna put on the heater in the car. Because I'm frozen. Like I'm all wet and shit, and it's windy. It's not good. It's just not good. Okay. Yes. All right. We made it. Okay. You have the keys, right? Because maybe can you unlock the car? Baby.
Okay. Damn. I lost you there for a bit. Nah, I'm driving. Because you zoned out on me. Yeah, even right now you're kind of out of it. Here, let me open your door for you. Go ahead and get in. Poor baby. It's gotten too cold or something. Alright, there we go. Okay. And now, I think we're all set. It's so cold out there. Oh, but how's your hair? Hopefully it didn't get too wet. Let me see. Oh, yeah. It still looks pretty damn good to me. I'm glad I gave you my vest. But, yeah, we still got drenched, though. I bet you're freezing, huh? You just seem really out of it, you know, when you're trying to unlock the door. I'll turn up the heat in the car for you, okay? Let's warm up in the car for a bit before I start driving back home. My hands are, like, really frozen. You want to hold my hands? But they're cold. Are you sure? Oh, yeah, your hands feel really good. How are your hands so warm? My face must be pretty cold too. Your hand feels really nice rubbing my cheek like that. I can almost fall asleep if you keep that up. Baby, why are you such a sweetheart? How am I even allowed to breathe the same air as you? You're like the sweetest person ever. Yeah, huh, you are. I still get flustered around you because you're just so unbelievably incredible and astonishing, and I get to call you mine. How did I get so lucky? I don't think you realize how much I adore you, baby. I don't think you do. You're my everything, and I just couldn't imagine where I'd be without you. You've encouraged me to do so much, and you've been there for me when I've had difficult times, and I just love you so much with all my heart. Your spirit, your strength, your passion. I love everything about you. And when we get rich someday, I'm gonna wine and dine you like this all the time. I always love to see you smile like that, Angel. Always. But for real though, when you stop caressing my face like this, I really will drift off. I mean it. My eyes can barely stay open. Oh, you surprised me. What's up? Why are you looking at me like that? Where are your eyes going? Oh, I see now. Well, I didn't care about what color bra I had on underneath, because I had my vest over it anyways. But, yeah, with all that rain, you can definitely see through my shirt. I know how much you like this bra on me. You want to know a secret? I'm also wearing the matching panties. Baby, you look hungry. Didn't you get enough to eat earlier? No? What are you thinking about, huh? Oh, well, somebody's being a little naughty. It's so bad. I'm such a bad girl. Oh, you're so sensitive right now. Just me running my hands on your neck is making you shiver. I can only wonder what you're wearing underneath. Are you wearing anything, or are you not? Can I take a peek? I'm just so curious. Let me just run my hand up and. Actually, I don't want to ruin the surprise. Also, it would make it pretty hard for me to focus on driving. Now, be a good girl and buckle up. Oh, and keep your hands to yourself. Because I'd like to make it back home alive and in one piece, please. But you can touch me all you want when we get back home. And you best believe I'm gonna be doing the same to you. Can I have a kiss for the road? Hey, I said a kiss, not kisses. All right. Let's head back home before we start something in this car.